Today's Backyard Almanac is made possible in part by Ralph Eye Care Specialists, located at 4413 Air Base Road in Hermantown, online at ralpheyecare.com. Ralph Eye Care Specialists, vision for the future. Hey, Larry Weber joins us on the phone this morning. Howdy there, Sunshine.
Good morning. And I certainly like the way you gave a forecast that dealt both with the spring lookers and with the winter lookers. So it looks like that's what happens at this time of year when we have a mixture of the two. The National Weather Service defines the meteorological winter, the months of December, January, and February. And now that we are approaching the end of February, and even with Monday's leap day, we are still going to be at the end of the month very soon. Those who are looking towards spring will can say, okay, Tuesday, March 1 is the first day of spring. Now, the actual vernal equinox is a little later, but because of leap year, it's also going to be a little earlier than normal. It's March 20th this year. So things are definitely happening in that direction. The statistics for the winter this year is no surprise, as we had been much milder than we normally have. And just to give you a little bit of a basis, there's many ways to measure how the intensity of a winter, but one of them I go by is how many times we've had zero or below zero temperatures. This year, it's happened 20 times. Now, this compares to, at this date last year, of 40 times, and of this date 2 years ago, about 65 times. So yes, it's definitely been milder than normal. The days continue to get longer. This past week, we reached, for the first time since about Halloween, we reached having a sunrise before 7 o'clock in the morning. This weekend, we will have 11 hours of daylight, and that will continue very rapidly to get to 11 and a half hours of daylight early into March. And then, as I said, by the vernal equinox coming up on the 20th of March, we change our clocks. Daylight savings time on March 13, that's only 2 weeks away. So, yes, things are definitely happening with the changing of the seasons like such. February, looking back on it, was colder for quite a while, was colder than normal, but I think we're going to end up, and with the forecast you gave for tomorrow, probably the warmest day of the month, we're going to end up with a temperature above normal again. Not so terribly above normal, but above normal. Precipitation-wise and snowfall-wise, we are about at normal. Now, we never get really big snows. That's kind of typical with February. We get lots of little snows, and usually they're kind of dry. It's the driest month of the year. As we go into March, all kind of things can happen. There's been a lot of huge storms historically in March. Now, in recent years, not as much, but it can still happen. So, yeah, we are not finished yet. I mentioned about below zero. We have not been below zero for a little while, and there have been years where we never got below zero for the entire month of March. Now, we'll see what happens when it comes to that. You may have noticed a very bright moon if you were up this early this morning. That is the waning gibbous phase of the moon. We've had interesting situations where we've had cloudy during the day, but then we've had clearing at night. And so the gibbous moon is still quite bright. And those of us who got up early enough to see it, it was really a beautiful moon. Because of the longer days, we're getting movement in birds. I believe we're getting some early migrants. It's a little bit hard to tell. But these crows, especially the flocks of crows that we see, I'm not so sure they wintered with us. I think they may very well be migrants that have been moving on, so it's not unusual. Some of the bald eagles, the same thing. As they show up, they may be migrants. There are other birds, however, that are migrants from the north that are hanging around here still, and they're starting to change their patterns a bit. I notice the red poles that have been hanging around the bird feeder, their patterns have been changing. It was about this time last year where they got invaded by pine siskins, and within a few weeks, pine siskins outnumbered the red poles. I'm not sure if that's going to happen again this year, but boy, I sure been taking a close look. They just might be. Also, there's been several cases of reported flocks of Bohemian waxwings around, and that always seems to be a fact of late winter. We get these big flocks of Bohemian waxwings. They try to seek out any kind of tree that still has some berries on it, and they go for it. The owls have been active. I heard the barred owls calling again last night. And I'm sure there's great horned owls and saw-whet owls that have been calling as well, though I haven't heard those. And great gray owls have been reported in a few places in the neighborhood. On the world of mammals, there's been just a lot of activity. The snow has changed tremendously with the temperatures in recent weeks. We went through a period of time where cold, and we had this nice, beautiful, powdery snow. And then that followed by warming, and the snow became very wet. And then that was followed by cold, and the cold turned the snow into real crustiness. And so it's changed quite a lot. Crusty snow is hard to see animal tracks on, but when we get a little bit of light snow on top of the crust, as we did this week, it really becomes quite good. And I've seen tracks of lots of different kinds of critters. They've been active. What's going on is we have the breeding season for some of them, but we also have the just critters just plain getting hungry when they get into late winter, and they're going out and looking for whatever they can find. Other things of note, you may have noticed that with the sunlight, we get a melting of snow around the base of trees. The bark of the tree absorbs the sunlight, warms it up a bit, re-radiates it back out into the snow around the tree, and the trees stand there with a bunch of little circles around the base, sometimes called tree wells. And that is a sign that we see as we get into this time of year. I always associate that with two things. Number one, usually the 1st of March, and number two, the fact that other things are happening with trees. And a couple of the other things are these. This week I went out to take a look. I have two sites that I check every year this time for the earliest pussy willows being open and for the quaking aspen buds to be open. And I went out and visited those a couple days ago, and yes, they were both open, so that's always a harbinger of spring, though I don't think it's quite as accurate as we might think. It is certainly something to look forward to. The red osier dogwood are a great one. They're the little trees along the side of the road that become bright red, and boy, there are some spots. When they get the sunlight, they just do that. They just turn bright red. Tapping maple trees is still a little bit of ways away, but it's going to be happening, I'm sure, within the way things are turning out, probably within 2 to 3 weeks. Other things of note, if you do a little bit of traveling in the area, you may notice some places on the side of the hills, especially the hills that are facing to the south or the west. The snow is melting, and when that happens, that tells us, yep, the season is moving on. So, Lisa, for those who want to look forward to spring, there are things happening out there, and we're certainly going to feel it tomorrow. For those who want to still get back into winter, yep, there's plenty of that as well. So take your pick, and you know what? The old Roman calendar used to have March 1st as the New Year's Day, so happy New Year's Day. Enjoy the New Year's before we speak next time. So
Sounds wonderful, Larry. Thanks so much.
Take care. Bye.
Larry Weber this morning, our host for Backyard Almanac, Fridays right here on 103.3 KUMD.